We're doing the Navi Yeshayah. We're up to what they call the 42nd chapter, the 22nd Pasuk. The Navi had been rebuking the Jewish people and saying, you guys should listen. I'm trying to teach you. And what Hashem wants is Leman Tzidko. Hashem wants people to become righteous people. Yagdil Torah. Hashem wants people to grow in Torah. Ve'yadir. And Hashem wants that people should grow in their knowledge. So Hashem says, open up those ears. Open up those eyes. Don't be like the blind and the deaf. And then Hashem says, but it's not working. Ve'hu ambazuz v'shasuy. But the nation is not that way. The nation, instead of learning, and the nation goes and pursues the other nations just to destroy them. Hafeyach bachurim kulam. The youngsters are hafeyach. They're all filled with worries and depression and fear. And instead of growing in Torah, they find themselves incarcerated. Hayu lavaz v'yein matzil. The people of Israel are warned they will be plundered, and no one will be able to save them. Meshisa v'ein omer hashav. They will be trampled upon, and there will be no one to stop those who are trampling them. The Ein Omer, and there's no one there to say, Hashav, turn back, stop doing that. So the Navi is saying, I'm telling you, fix your ways. The generation is decrepit. Says the Navi, do tshuva. And the threat of the destruction is looming. So why wouldn't you listen? If we're learning that this is talking about the generation of Yeshayahu, the generation of the first temple, so then we read it the way we just read it. And if we're talking about the generation of the future times, so then we have to wonder. We have to wonder what the Navi is saying when he speaks about youth that's depressed, youth that's incarcerated. The question is, again, are we talking about that generation? So then we would take it literally. But if we're talking about a later generation, so then I don't know. I don't know where world history is headed, and I don't know to point the finger. But to the best of my knowledge, there was never in the history of mankind the amount of depression that we have today. Never. Mi vachem yazin zot. Is there anyone amongst you, says the Navi, who's willing to listen to what I'm saying? Yakshiv v'yishma le'acho. Is anyone willing to hear what I'm telling you is going to come at the end of time? End, I assume, means the end of time. Acho means lesof, at the very end. So again, the indication here is that he's not talking about the end of the temple, but rather as world history approaches its conclusion. Minatan elim shisa Yaakov. Pay attention, says the Navi. Who caused Jacob to be trampled upon? The Yisrael levozizim. And who caused Israel to be looted? Hallo Adonai. Is it anyone but me? Says Hashem. It's not a coincidence. The Navi Yeshayahu is talking to the people when things are fine. Things are going well. אין לי מפתח, מצטער. יש לך מפתח, בני? לספייה? אין לנו, סליחה. And the Navi is saying, beware, things will go wrong. And when things go wrong, says the Navi, I'm taking the credit. The Navi says, Hashem is warning you. Things will go wrong for the Jewish people, and you have to remember where it's coming from. Zu chatanu lo. Here is the reason why are things going wrong for us, because chatanu lo, we have transgressed against Hashem. Velo avuhu vidrachav aloch, our forefathers also were unwilling to go in his ways. Velo shame'u b'torato, they wouldn't listen to the Torah. And so Hashem poured out on our forefathers his wrath, his anger, chema, the anger, apo, his wrath, and the strength of war. And the fire burned around Israel, and they wouldn't recognize that this was Hashem's doing. Ve'lo yada, Am Yisrael sees the destruction, and they're not willing to acknowledge that this is the handiwork of Hashem. Va'tivav bo, ve'lo yasim alev. And even when the fire reached them personally, nonetheless, they wouldn't notice, hey, this is Hashgacha, this is Hashem's doing. Not when they have the first warning signs that trouble's looming, nor when the trouble actually is upon them. They're unrelenting. They're not willing to look at it and say, this is our doing, this is Hashgacha, this is Hashem punishing us. Ve'ata, Hashem says, even so, even though I know there will be a long exile and much destruction, Ko'amar Adonai Boracha, Yaakov v'yotzecha Yisrael. So says Hashem, who created you and formed you. Al tira ki gealticha. Do not fear, you will not be annihilated. I will ultimately redeem you, just as I have in the past. You were on the verge of annihilation in Egypt, and I did redeem you, and so too I will. Karati v'shimcha li'ata. Hashem says, I've called your name. I've declared you my child. And I'm not going to let you go. As bad as things will be, ultimately you're still going to be around and you will return. Kitavo b'mayim itecha ani uvanarot lo yishtefucha. As you pass through the waters, you'll feel like you're on the verge of drowning, but I'll be with you. When you'll be in the streams, and it'll seem like they're about to wash you away, they won't. Kitelech b'moesh lo tikaveh. As you go in the fire, you will not be burnt by it. Ve'lehava lo tivarbach. Even in the depths of the exile, Hashem says, there will be a remnant of Israel. Ki, because ani Adonai Elohecha, Kedosh Yisrael Moshiecha. Hashem says, I am your God, I'm the Holy One of Israel, and I save you. Natati Chofrecha Mitzrayim. Look at how in Egypt you were on the verge of extinction. And it says in the Navi Chizkel, we deserved it. And even so, Hashem says, look what happened in the end. They got wiped out and not you. Kush usva tachtecha. When Sancheriv wanted to come and fight Yerushalayim, and he thought he would win, suddenly he paused and said, wait, I'm being attacked from the other side. He went and destroyed Kush and Tzva tachtecha, instead of you. Sancheriv went and destroyed Kush and Tzva, and then he came back to Israel, and we were victorious, and we got all the wealth of Kush and Tzva. So here, Israel was on the verge of destruction, and someone else got destroyed instead, and on the contrary, we made it out. So too says the Navi, the people, again, the individuals don't have a guarantee, but the people are being given a guarantee, they're going to make it out. Ephraim, just a second, Ephraim has been waiting, sorry.
Is this part of Yeshaya viewed as being for all time, or just before the weeks of Babylonia?
It seems, from the fact that the Navi used the wording achare, the word, what was the word? The Navi used the word that said the end. Yeah. Yakshivi Yishma Le'acho. So that sounds like he's talking the end of time. It could be interpreted as the end of the Babylonian exile, but it doesn't seem that way. It seems like he's talking about the final redemption.
I remember that it was
It does not seem this is about the Babylonian exile. It doesn't seem that way. He's making reference to things that were happening at those times, like the story of Sancheiriv and Kush and Tzva. But he's using those as reference points to illustrate what he expects, what he's being told will happen at the end.